David, your thoughts on today's game here at Windsor Park?
Obviously so early after the game, disappointment that we haven't won the game. Can't fault the effort, the application of the players. It probably took us 15 minutes to get the grips. The game today was probably a slow start. I wouldn't say edgy, probably a slow start. We mixed it up in terms of the way we wanted to play. But I thought the rest of the first half, I thought we were good. I thought we dominated the game. But again, when you get on top of the game like we did, I thought it was a wonderful goal and something that we worked on, to be fair to the players. You know, our fullbacks becoming opposite wide players and getting in. And Clarkey obviously put a inch perfect cross and Trey scores. But probably the disappointing thing is when they went down to 10 men, they probably disturbed us probably a wee bit more. And that may sound a wee bit strange and a little bit odd. We didn't get the grips with it. And then we let them score, and then we dominated the rest of the game in terms of sort of play. We had balls ricocheting in and around. Some of our balls weren't quite on the money. Some of our runs in the box weren't quite on the money. And it's disappointing that we, you know, you feel as if we've dropped a couple of points here today. Glentoran have been on an unbeaten run. And my honest opinion straight after the game, I thought we'd done enough to win the game today. And we failed probably a little bit. Flat, a little bit deflated that we haven't got the 3 points.
The injury to Jimmy looked a bad one at the time. How's it looking at this early stage?
Yeah, he's obviously still struggling. I thought it was a poor tackle. It was right in front of me. The disruption, losing a key player. And we lost three key players throughout the team today, you know, down the spine of the team. Jimmy, Jamie, and obviously Christy coming off, which was disappointing because you're always hoping if Christy does stay on, we are going to create probably the extra chance that we probably didn't create today. So to lose the three key players was disappointing. Hopefully all will be okay. The players will recover and rest tomorrow, and we'll get going the rest of the week for a big game now down at Dungannon.
Disappointing not to make that extra man advantage count, isn't it, with having control so much of the game, and then they get a set piece and sucker punch score.
Yeah, it was that little, it was a poor goal to concede, set play, something that we discussed and talked about. The dangers, I thought we dealt with the dangers. I think apart from the early one in the first half and Trey cleared it off the line from Donnelly, I thought we dealt with what they've been good at in recent weeks and recent months. But again, the disappointing thing is we had so many opportunities down in wide areas to pick a ball or to pick the right run. And that's probably the disappointing thing from the game today.
And league titles are never won on Boxing Day. Win, lose or draw today, should they?
No, it's never going to be won again today. And for the fans' point of view, they always want to get one over on their, their bitterest rivals, etc. I understand that. I thought we'd done enough today. Even towards the end, I thought we were going to create the golden opportunity to go and get the second goal and probably the winner. But I can't, as I say, I can't fault the players. They went to the whistle. We've been on a decent run. We'll go again, that's for sure. We're in and around where we want to be. We're top. Glentoran are going to be consistent, persistent challengers throughout the rest of the season. So it's probably 2 points dropped to them today.
You must be frustrated at several draws recently where we haven't been able to, finish teams off and get the 3 points.
Yeah, but there's been other games where we've hung on. I didn't say hung on. I thought we were strong and managed the game well at Larne. Strong and managed the game. A cold rain and come away with it. Today, probably the four games that we've drew at home, we've been leading in all of them. Cliftonville at home, cold rain at home, Warren Point at home, and again today at home. So when you look at it, that's disappointing because we've been in front. But we'll have a look at that. January's near. We're always looking to see what there is, and you say you could clearly see, and obviously the substitutions today, you only get three stoppages in the second half, and we were made aware of that with our last sub. Obviously Jimmy going off individually, Jamie coming off individually, and then it only sort of leaves you with one sort of at the time, and Christy was struggling, and I felt everybody else was doing okay in the game. And if it had been 10 or 15 minutes maybe towards the end, we might have threw somebody else on for a little bit of to see if they could give us a little bit of quality, but we weren't afforded that luxury today.
Having said that, it is great to get some of the big name players back into first team action or on the bench. Niall Quinn, for example, on the bench today, so it's great to get some of the big names back.
yeah, it's going to be key going forward with the squad of players that we have. And say we've lost two of our forward players in the last number of weeks for different reasons, and Matt and Billy. But we'll look to address that, hopefully. We're looking at things. But one thing that we won't do is just go for the sake of bringing somebody in, because we've still good players here. But we're always looking.
And it's a big week, it's a big month ahead in terms of the phone ringing and who might want to come in.
Yeah, again, you know, my phone's constantly text messages and profiles of players who possibly may, and there's quite a few that we get that obviously don't fit the criteria of what we want, but we're always looking. And say the squad at the minute, we've played 20 games, we've 18 left, including the split. And if we get ourselves on the run where we are at the minute, top of the league, come the next 18 games, we'll hopefully be in the round where we'll want to be.
There's a song by, I think it was an East Belfast singer, wouldn't it be great if it was like this all the time? You know, 9,000 people, four stands, yeah. Great occasion, great atmosphere, most of the time, you know. So.
Yeah. I thought it was a spectacle today, and including the game, and I would imagine there would have been quite a few neutrals at the game today also, and obviously the supporters affiliated to both clubs today can go home, I'd say surprised, pleasantly excited about the future, hopefully, of the Irish League as a whole and in general, because we are capable of getting that. It would be lovely, you said it, if we could get an extra 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, the ones who are. And I understand there's obviously different reasons. Again, you know, people may work abroad and they may come back and travel back home to see family, etc., and whatever else. But, you know, today as a spectacle, when you see people in the railway stand, you see people in the cop, you see the north stand full with Glentoran supporters, and obviously our own supporters again in the south stand. So it was a hell of an atmosphere, and you know, I feel disappointed that we haven't sent the majority of them home with what we should have got today.
Dungannon's game was off today, so with a bit of luck, their game will be on Saturday against us down there on Saturday.
Yeah, again, the players will rest and recover the rest of, obviously, tonight and tomorrow. We'll get going the rest of the week, and Dungannon are fighting for their lives, we know that, so it'll be a challenge that we need to be ready for.
And a final word, the young Swifts put up a good fight the other day, didn't they? But went down narrowly on the day to a team that probably did deserve it.
Yeah, I think on the day, you know, well, credit goes to Newton and the staff and the players. I thought they were probably a wee bit more streetwise, probably a wee bit more know-how. Our young players should, and hopefully will learn from the experience. And I know, obviously, the first year that Davey was in charge, they lost to Newington in the final, and they reacted and responded, gained more experience and come back and won it. So you're not going to win all finals. Sometimes losing a final can inspire you. We're hoping with the younger players that we had, and I think our oldest player the other day was maybe 19, 20, maybe Adam Carroll. They've a hell of a lot of hard work to do to get into the squad, because there's a good squad here. Some of them have already played and made their debuts, and we're hoping for more of the same going forward, but we wish them well.
And it's an opportunity for Michael Galt to step up from under-18s to under-20s, and he got off to a good start today, a 1-0 win at Dundella's ground.
Yeah, Galty again has been in and around with Chris, obviously boys who know the club inside out. They understand what Linfield means to people, and they understand, about more importantly for the younger players, what it takes to play for Linfield, because they've been there and they've seen it. Galty more so over the years that he was a player here, and you know, them two have been brilliant since they've come in, breath of fresh air. Obviously Davey made the call, the decision that he was going to step away, and it was, you know, it was an easy one to make with two already gifted natural and excitable coaches that we can look to build again with the under-20s. The under-18s will be obviously sorted out soon. They're off now until the 8th of January. So again, we'll get things in order, things right, and things ready for the new year for the under-18s, the 20s and the under-16s, of course.
Tough times for everybody in this country and world, but you'll want to wish everybody a happy new year for later this week, yeah?
Yeah, certainly will. And again, you know, for all the, you know, the people, there's been a lot of grief-stricken people throughout the last sort of 18 months. It's been tough. There have been challenges have been there. We've seen it firsthand at our own football club, and I'm sure many families up and down the country have lost loved ones due to the virus and I say we wish him well, and you know, personally, I don't know for myself, the staff and the rest of the players, and you know, everybody at the football club, the board, the chairman, we want to thank the supporters. I thank the players today for their calendar year that they've given to me as the manager, their work ethic and their attitude and their success. And we want now to be turning the wheels now to come back stronger in the new year, and we'll certainly look to do that.
Happy New Year to you, David, and your staff and all your players. And we'll see you, touch wood, fingers crossed, at Dungannon on Saturday.
Thanks, Andy.